If we present to a child, a young child, let's say 4 years old, three, to let the child choose between a shiny quarter, 25 cents, and a crumpled, old, tattered $20 bill, of course the child would choose the shiny quarter because the child doesn't know the intrinsic value of money, of the coin, and the paper. But if you present that, you make a teenager choose between the quarter and the old paper, well, of course, the teenager would choose the $20 bill because the teenager knows the value of that crumpled, tattered, worn paper bill. I experienced this. Even five-year-olds, they still don't know the value of money. I would help out every Friday night at the gym with the volleyball league. I help out the Gap Club and at the concession. And sometimes kids would come and buy a bottle of water and they would hand me out five $1 bills. So just imagine, we know that you cannot, that's too much. But then again, that Friday, one of the Gap Club members, well, a young teenager bought a bag of popcorn, and then it was handed to the lady, to the young lady, said, "Here you are, young lady, that's $42. And then the teacher, "What?" Because they knew the value of things. They knew the value, the intrinsic value of money. They know the value of things. Perhaps they learned that from their parents or from their teachers. But still, that is, well, a starting point for the beginning of wisdom. Perhaps it started with money, but that's a starting point for wisdom. And wisdom is important for us. In the opening prayer, if you were able to really listen to the opening prayer, there was this, the opening prayer, well, there was a mention of the importance of wisdom, because if we will not have wisdom, and this is the wisdom of God, if we will not have it, we will not be able to have it, then we will not be able to gain the kingdom of God. So wisdom is important. The wisdom of God is important. And it is important, and it was mentioned by St. Paul in his letter in the second reading, St. Paul to the Philippians, when he said that, this is my prayer, he said, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception to discern what is of value. So that is wisdom, to discern what is of value. To value what really matters. It is important for us. So valuing matters that are important to us is important, of course, in our life. Because in our life, as we go through life, we have a lot of choices that we have to do. We almost every day, we need to make choices. Okay, what clothes to wear, who will be my friends, what will be my activities, what job to take, what education, what degree, what school. And a lot of these, we are presented with a shiny new coin and the old $20 bill. We may not know it, but that is how life presents it to us. A shiny new coin or the $20 bill that is old and it is a lure. It is a trap. It is shiny. It is bright. It is glittering. We get to be attracted to that. So in life, we get to choose what is fast, what is convenient, what is easy, perhaps what is fashionable or popular or exotic or flamboyant or, yeah, pleasurable. That is what we choose. And then we get to learn when we choose these things that the things that we have chosen, they are not really reliable, they are not durable, they are not healthy, They are not life-giving. In short, we have been shortchanged because people would strive to get, to achieve wealth, power, money, pleasure, that is what we want. And then when we get to have this, then we realize that it doesn't really make us happy. And when we look at the other, the lives of other people, well, we look at them that they are, we look at them, they are happy, they seem to be contented. And these are the people who really sacrifice for others, the people who really try to do their best, and people who perform the duties day in and day out. They try to their best to do this. And then when you look at them, they are happy. But if you look at the outside, their lives, it's not so interesting. And sometimes we look at them and we find it so boring. But then again, they're happy. They are happy and they are the pleasure of the Lord. Why? Because they follow the life of Christ and they follow the wisdom of Christ, the teachings of Christ. They chose, they valued the things that really matter. They chose the crumpled old $20 bill. That's what they did. Now, for us, we need this in our life, especially today. You know, we get to be influenced by a lot of choices in our life, especially when we always watch TV, okay? Buy this, buy that, and all this. This is the kind of life that you want. You need this vacation. You need that. And sometimes we get to be influenced, you know. I really need that. But do we really need that? So we need the wisdom of God in our life. And precisely the church, well, the church would always remind us about these in the prayers, and especially this season of Advent. You know, if we get to the earthly way of doing Christmas, if we go with the flow, if we just go with the flow of Christmas, before we know it, we will miss Christmas. Before we know it, it is already January 2. Okay? It is already Epiphany. Maybe perhaps we are already in Lent. If we just go with the flow, meaning, let us try to seize what is Advent. Let us try to get hold of Christmas, and that is to value the things that really matter. What is Christmas? What are you doing these days? You're busy with what? And if you are busy this Christmas because of the season, why? Okay, we have to ask the question, why? You have your Christmas list. Why do you have that Christmas list? Okay, who are the people in the list? Okay, why are you doing that? Why are you taking time to really think and find the gifts that you want for this particular person? Why do you have to spend so much for that? Why? Is it just the spirit of the earthly Christmas that we always go through every year? Or something else? Okay? The first on the list, in your list, well, it's family. The church is telling us something about that, to value the things that really matter. Family is valuable. Friends are valuable. Those who are in need are valuable. You have the gifts outside. People are commenting. Wow, a lot of gifts. And to whom will you give? Will you be giving these gifts? People you hardly know. And they need these gifts. It is a small thing. But God is telling us something with that small thing. And you have the flowers outside to bring it to someone, to the homebound. It is a small thing. But the church is telling us something about this. If you just do this because it is Christmas, you just go with the flow, then we all miss Christmas. Then we forgot about the things that we should have had valued. And this is the value that the wisdom of God is teaching us. The church is telling us to have this wisdom. So in this Advent season, well, in the Gospel of Luke, John the Baptizer has been announcing. He announced to the people, make way for the Lord. Hopefully, this Advent, we are making way for the Lord, to make the Lord settle in our hearts this Christmas, to have that wisdom, so that by next year, after Christmas, every choice that we make, it will always be based on the wisdom of God. To be able to always choose the tattered $20 bill over the shiny 25-cent coin that we always fall into. That is the wisdom of God. We pray through the Virgin Mary that we will have this wisdom to have a happy Christmas and to have a happy life for everyone.